All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here. So today I'm going to be talking about a novel approach to promoting flowering of petunia with irrigation booms in greenhouses. So greenhouses often have irrigation booms that move back and forth to administer fertilizer, pesticides, fungicides, and to ease the production. This one in front of us even has a conveyor belt. So these structures are sturdy enough to have small lighting fixtures attached to the bottom of them to administer a cyclical night interruption. So cyclical night interruption is night interruption applied in many short periods as opposed to one long continuous night interruption. And we often do this in greenhouses to promote flowering of long day plants that are grown in spring to have them flowering by early spring markets. So there's some anecdotal evidence that this method is used in greenhouses to promote flowering, maybe inhibit flowering, but there's no real research done on it, and we are hoping to kind of categorize this event. So we do not have a greenhouse irrigation boom at the University of Georgia, so we had to come up with a unique way to actually try to study this and administer cyclical night interruption. So this leads us to our first hypothesis, that one, it's even possible to program a controlled environment and specifically the lighting and fixtures inside of it to administer cyclical night interruption. And two, that cyclical night interruption administered from simulated irrigation booms is as effective as a more traditional 4 hours of continuous night interruption in the middle of a SCOTA period. So it'll be sparse on the introduction because I'd like to move into the methodology of actually programming some of these simulated irrigation booms, because it's maybe the most interesting part of this. So you think of computer simulations, and I got really excited as a master's student, and then you realize it's staring at a screen that looks like this for hours and hours and programming this line by line. I'm getting very frustrated until you finally upload this into our growth chamber, and it looks like the lights are broken, but in reality it's functioning. So I will explain this. So what you are seeing is a one repetition of a boom pass, or the simulated boom pass. So what you'll see now is light intensity increasing to a maximum. This represents a boom pass approaching a static position and reaching a maximum directly when it's a position directly above it, and then slowly decreasing to a minimum as the boom travels further away. And this is a simulated boom pass. So to actually quantify some of this, what we did was installed an array of Apogee quantum sensors to help map both the intensity and the duration of these boom passes. So we installed them, and what we found was that on the graph on the right here, we can see two of our different treatments, so time on the x-axis and the instantaneous PPFD on the y. And then also what we were specifically testing was the frequency of boom passes. So the circles and the dotted line, the circle and the straight line, is our two passes per minute treatment. You can see that, similar to what we saw in the video previously, that as the program increases a PPFD above a plant until it reaches a maximum, this would be the approach. And as it travels further away, we just start to see the decrease of light to a zero. And we can see that all of these peaks are the same. So all of the boom frequencies are the same. They provide about 2,300 micromoles of light per pass. So this is the two passes per minute, and we see that there are four passes in a 120-second period, as opposed to the 0.5 passes per minute, which is the triangles and dashed lines, where we see only one pass per minute. When we tested a range of frequencies ranging from two passes per minute all the way to 0.1 passes per minute. On the left is the growth chamber lighting source we used. It's a Fluence indoor spectrum, spectrum. It should be noted that on the right of your screen is the germination room where we germinated our petunia seedlings, which is a white LED high in red, with a small proportion of far red. We also monitored the growth, the environmental conditions in our walk-in growth chamber with an air temperature set to, in both of our studies, with air temperature set to 24, relative humidity set to 60%, CO2 controlled with a threshold at 800, although it's a little bit higher because of respiration at night, and a volumetric water content of 35%, which leads us to some of our results. So we were specifically looking at, hopefully, to see differences in flowering primarily. So on the left of your screen is the 7-week-old, so we tried this study once on 7-week-old petunia seedlings. It should be noted that on there are two control groups with the first study of this, because we lost our 4 hours of continuous night interruption, our industry standard, due to a slight programming issue, and it ended up just being a control group because nothing happened. So there were two control reps, and then we used two passes per minute, one pass, 0.5 passes, and 0.25 passes per minute boom frequencies. And what we can see is that any kind of cyclical night interruption applied from these computer simulated boom passes, slightly accelerated flowering of petunia, 7-week-old petunia seedlings compared to the controls, but there were no differences between those boom frequencies. So this led us to believe that 7-week-old petunia seedlings were slightly too old and possibly, if not already, florally initiated. So we replicated this study again on 4-week-old petunia seedlings, which is an industry standard, or more applicable use than industry. We also made sure to get our 4-hour continuous night interruption working in this study, which is seen in the gray bar. And we also opted to use less frequent boom passes, because what we were trying to find was a boom frequency that was infrequent enough to have no effect on flowering. So in study 2, we saw some similar results where our three highest boom frequencies of one pass per minute, ranging to 0.2 passes per minute, slightly accelerated flowering compared to our control, but no differences were seen, no gains were seen from increasing those frequencies. But maybe more importantly, what we did find from reducing the frequencies we used was that we found that 0.1 passes per minute was infrequent enough to have no effect on flowering when used as photoperiodic manipulation. So this leads us to believe that there's some frequency threshold that exists somewhere between 0.2 and 0.1, where if you pass it, you can slightly accelerate flowering of petunia, but if you exceed it, you receive no proportional gains in the acceleration of flower. But to contrast all of this, we also have our industry standard of 4 hours of continuous light, which accelerated much flowered much sooner than any of our other treatments. So to highlight this, there was on the left here we see a control group. Contrasted to the right of the 4-hour continuous night interruption. So another floral parameter we were hoping to see not change was the number of inflorescence change. We were hoping to accelerate flowering while maintaining the number of inflorescence produced or even increasing it. And we saw some different trends from reduced days to flowering, where our highest boom frequency, the two passes per minute, eventually statistically increased the number of inflorescence compared to our control groups and our two infrequent boom passes at 0.5 and 0.25. It should be noted that the most frequent boom passes also had the most administered light. So each of the simulated boom passes provides 2,300 micromoles, so more frequent boom passes would ultimately increase the DLI. So these plants were most likely producing more inflorescence just due to having more photosynthetic activity rather than any kind of frequency dependence. We see a similar trend in the 4-week-old petunia seedlings, where the 4 hours of continuous light and our highest boom frequency, the one passes per minute, produce more fluorescence. It should be noted that the 4 hours of continuous light added an additional about 3.3 moles of light to the DLI, which is almost identical to the two passes per minute in the seven-week-old petunia seedlings. So we can see a pretty consistent trend that simply increasing the DLI of these plants increases the inflorescence. So moving on to some of the morphology differences on these plants. So we also looked at the number of nodes under the first open flower. And in the seven-week-old petunia seedlings, we see no differences. And in the four-week-old petunia seedlings, we see only one difference, being in the 4 hours of continuous night interruption, producing one less node, indicative of its extreme or its earlier flowering compared to the cyclical night interruptions. During these studies, we also noticed some height differences height gains from the higher boom frequencies, two passes per minute, one passes per minute. So we calculated the compactness of these plants, which is their above ground dry mass divided by their dry weight, or their height, excuse me. So we can see that any of these boom frequencies did slightly reduce the compactness of these plants compared to control one, while the one passes per minute and half a pass per minute were least compact. And some of these trends were similar in the four-week-old petunia seedlings, where higher boom frequencies and also our 4 hours of continuous night interruption reduced the compactness of these petunias. And maybe interestingly, we see that, on the right, on the far right-hand side, that the 0.1 passes per minute was not significant. The compactness was not significantly different from the control, which is similar to the days to flower. So it seems that compactness and the days to flower were kind of indicative of the frequency, while things like the number of inflorescence were a byproduct of the additional light administered from higher frequencies in the 4 hours of continuous light. Which leads us to some of the conclusions of the study. One, it is possible to simulate irrigation booms administering cyclical night interruption in controlled environments using dimmable LED fixtures. And two, that cyclical night interruptions exceeding 0.2 boom passes per minute accelerated flowering of petunia, a short day plant. And three, that the positive yet somewhat small promotion of flowering seen in our studies means this technique could find more applicable uses in promoting flowering of qualitative long day plants or qualitative long-day plants with stronger photoperiodic requirements. It should be noted that the petunia cultivar we use seem to have a fairly weak photoperiodic response. So using this for a quantitative long-day plant, you would possibly see a more definitive answer of whether the cyclical night interruption is beneficial. And with that, I can take some questions. I'd like to. 1 minute. Yes, we have one. Yes.
So, how many days were the night interruptions supplied?
So it ranged. So in the first study, where on the seven-week-old petunia seedlings, the night interruptions lasted maybe 3 weeks. But if you started it on a the question was, how long were the night interruption treatments ongoing? So in the four-week-old petunia seedlings, of course, they're younger, so we had more days. It was probably 4.5 weeks of night interruption compared to maybe 2.5 of the seven-week-old petunia seedlings.
Okay, and then how long, again, were the night interruption periods?
Oh, okay, correct. So the photo period was 10 hours, the scoto period was 14 hours, and the night interruptions occurred for 12 hours of the. So we didn't want to do it for the full 14 as to not have a day extension, but we left an hour of dark in the morning and the evening so we could have just a night interruption period. That's all. Thank you.